Diman Tov Reish Lamed Tes Siv Gimel Achila Basuka Belel Yom Tov Rishon Chova. There's an obligation to eat in the sukkah on the first night of Sukkis. Afilu Achal Kazayis Pas Yatzidei Chovah. So even if you only eat a kazayis of bread, you would say the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah the first night. But Mikan Ve'Evach Rishos, the rest of Sukkis, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. Ratza lechol suda, soed basukha, ratza eno ochel, kol shiva, la peris clouds, kotosukha ochel, kedinachel smatsu pesach. Just like at Pesach, it's a chiv to eat the first night, but for the rest of Pesach, you don't have to eat matzah, so too eating in the sukkah. If you the first night of Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. The rest of sukkahs, if you eat tas, you have to eat in the sukkah. But if you want to eat other things like fruits and nuts and stuff like that, you could eat it outside of the sukkah. That's totally fine. The reason is because we learn exereshava. Tesvav from Pesach. That just as by Pesach, the first night is a chova and the rest is a rishus, so to Sukkah, the first night is a chova and the rest is a rishus. And since we learn from Pesach, that's why the obligation is a kazayis dagan. Just as by Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis of matzah the first night, so too there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis of bread the first night in the Sukkah. Meaning Targima does not count. Even though we use it for Kiddush Makom Suda, it would not count for the Chiv of the sukkah the first night. So too the Mishnah Berurah says possible bekisnin would not work either. So we take this ekesh pretty extremely. That's why the Ramah continues and says the lo yocha b'layla rishon ad sheyeh v'adayla. You can't eat until nightfall, because just as by Pesach we say that you can't eat until nightfall because of the lashon of the pasuk b'layla, so too by Sukkis you can't eat until nightfall. That's why starting Sukkis early, Tosefes Yom Tov, wouldn't really help you, because we won't be able to eat until nightfall anyway. V'yochel kodem chatzos laila, but you should make sure to eat before chatzos. V'lo yochel b'yom mechatzos eila chedesh yochel b'sukkah l'teyavon dumi d'chilas matzah. Just like by Pesach, you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach starting from Samach L'mincha, as we all know from Arve Pesachim. So too, you're not allowed to do this on Sukkis. Erev Yom Tov, Erev Sukkis, you shouldn't eat starting from Samach L'mincha to ensure that you are hungry when you eat, just like by Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah isn't sure, since we're comparing everything to Pesach, we know the famous Vilna Gaon by Pesach, who says that even though there's only an obligation to eat the first night, there's a mitzvah reshus, which means every time you eat matzah the rest of Pesach, you get a mitzvah, because the pasuk says Shivas Yamim Tochlu Matzos. So there's the same thing true regarding eating in the sukkah, that every time you eat in the sukkah on Sukkis, you'll get a mitzvah every time you do it, and every time you would say leishev, you would get a mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah isn't sure if that's the case or not, so you have nothing to lose, so you might as well eat in the sukkah as much as possible, al atzah that you get it. Right, we already discussed that you should be mechavi in the first night. Really? It's not just, I guess.
Like that girl.
I guess, right. If you're saying like girl, so you should be mechavi in that you're being, have this special kavana that the reason we're sitting in the sukkahs is because Hashem put us in the either Anane HaKavod or Sukkahs Mamish in the Midbar. Since we're taking this hekesh to the extreme, so we know that by matzah, when you fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, it has to be only matzah, can't have anything else on it. So the question is the same thing true regarding eating challah? Regarding eating challah, do you need to put honey? Could you put honey on the challah or something like that? And some people say it's even a problem to have egg challah because that might be mevatel it. So you have to have water challah the first night of Pesach, the first night of Sukkis. So some people take that as a chumrah. Other people say, no, you don't have to take it to such an extreme. But again, it's all learned from this hekesh of tesvav.